some money to spend tonight. Well, would it be fair to say that we were ready for the weekend before the start of this workday, Andrew?
You know, as since I filled in for Dan yesterday on the afternoon show, I was ready for the weekend about midday yesterday. And I know we've been both kind of bouncing back and forth, so what a crazy couple days, and definitely could use a little bit of time to stretch back
R&R,
and relax.
Right. So, but there are plenty of things to keep us entertained this weekend. Let's go to, we have Jonathan Toman, who is joining us this morning. He's from Peak Radar. And throughout this pandemic period, you've been keeping us updated on things to do, but now everything's starting to open up. More people are getting vaccinated. It feels a little more free out there. So tell us what's going on.
Good morning, Shannon and Andrew. We're certainly getting more Peak Radar event listings, in-person stuff in particular, as things begin to open up a little bit. And I've got six. I'll run through them quick this morning. But let me know if we need to move the segment to Thursday to fit the to fit the weekend feeling that you two are talking about. We can move it up a little bit to get people closer to it.
But, what does your Tuesday look like?
To talk about. Yeah, so we've got... We've got six, and I'll start actually with an event up the pass. The Rocky Mountain Dinosaur Resource Center is open and running, of course, and they'll have an event called Ocean Critters tomorrow at 1 p.m. Of course, they'll have everything that the Resource Center usually does, but they'll also have Paul Combs from the Lake George Gem and Mineral Club, and he's going to offer a special exhibit of more than 60 species of sea creatures that lived in the area during the Pennsylvanian Age. Now, I don't know exactly when that was, but it was a long time ago, and so you'll be able to come look, touch, and learn about the sea creatures of ancient times here, and you'll have pieces of petrified wood to give out as long as it lasts as well, so a fun family opportunity up the pass. Rachel School of Dance is presenting Don Quixote at the Ent Center for the Arts tomorrow at 2 p.m., a Spanish-style comedic ballet complete in three acts featuring toreadors, bullfights, duels, gypsies, nymphs, dryads, a wedding, and an assortment of colorful and theatrical personalities sure to keep you on your toes. Limited seats available because they're spreading out at the Ent Center due to COVID restrictions. The ballet will feature over 60 young dancers from Colorado Springs. Tomorrow at the Western Museum of Mining and Industry is Family Day, starting at 10 a.m. They'll have hayrides, gold panning, blacksmith demonstrations, and the two new exhibits that are part of the Western Museum of Mining and Industry Museum, called Mining in America and Mining Heritage of Colorado Springs. Outside events, of course, are weather dependent. The grand opening of the Pikes Peak Children's Museum is tomorrow as well, starting at 9 a.m. They'll have food, music, STEAM activities, and more. They'll have a ribbon cutting and all sorts of fun. The outside activities are free to attend, but you won't need to make reservations to view the inside of the museum as well. So a little bit of split at that opening, but it'll be fun to see the Pikes Peak Children's Museum up and running. And then two more. Stargazers Theater and Event Center is running their music again, and they have the long run this weekend. One show tonight and two shows tomorrow evening. You can join them in person, where you'll have to purchase a pod, is how they're doing it. You'll get four tickets within one pod to view in person, or you can view it virtually as well. The long run is Colorado's tribute to the Eagles. So if you're hankering for some Eagles music, the long run will be able to give that to you this weekend. And then finally, today starts Pikes Peak Restaurant Week. So all sorts of restaurants around the Pikes Peak region will have delicious, fixed-price, discounted menus. So it's a good opportunity to grab your stretchy pants, close-knit crew, and head out for a week, through the 18th, in fact, of Pikes Peak Restaurant Week. So all sorts of things happening, many of which are in person, and we'll keep hopefully getting some more events as time goes on.
Yeah, I like anything that involves food, so you had me at stretchy pants.
Exactly. I know we talked about it a little bit last week, and it was so enticing. TJ and I had to hit a Front Range Barbecue that much early last week, and may just have to do it again this Friday as well.
You know, that's a good strategy. If you can get a restaurant, hit a different restaurant every Friday, that would be pretty good to support local businesses that way for sure, Andrew.
Absolutely.
And don't forget, tip big if you can offer that, because that's appreciated as well.
Of
course.
No doubt. Jonathan, if anyone wants some more information about this, all the other options that you weren't able to hit, plus maybe some planning for next month, what's the best way to get that?
Yeah, peakradar.com has details on everything that I just mentioned, and what's cool is that you can search by date range and or category. So if you're looking for a particular weekend or a particular type of event, you can narrow down your searches that way, or just peruse Peak Radar and find something that might spike your interest.
Awesome. Well, it is definitely built for perusing. Jonathan Toman with Peak Radar, thanks so much for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News. We'll talk to you again next Friday.
Have a good weekend. Thank you.